For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Raves. Craighead County has 10 firefighting districts, mainly in rural areas. The districts are mostly volunteer. The Craighead County Quorum Court heard concerns from those fire districts about the need for communication upgrades. The problems include firefighters using analog equipment in a time when digital signals are much more clear, a lack of funds to quickly replace old radios and repeaters with new ones, and antiquated communication systems that need a digital overhaul with what's called a next-gen 911 system. David Moore is a director of the Craighead County Office of Emergency Management. He says during a call, firefighters have major problems trying to reach 911 dispatch and hearing responses.
It's spotty coverage in certain areas. We have coverage problems over in the Eastern District. The tap system that's here now, we have one main transmitter site. In that general area, we have excellent coverage. When you get out into the outlying areas, there is problems communicating back to dispatch.
Fire Chief of the Bay Fire Department, Kevin McMaster, tells about additional problems that are faced by the districts.
Because it's so far behind, all of the county fire radio traffic is not being recorded. So if we need to go back and say, look, what did we do right? What did we do wrong? What could we do better? We can't do that because we don't have recordings of radio traffic with dispatch. If dispatcher says, you didn't ask me for another tanker, well, either I've got a radio problem or they've got a hearing problem. Well, we don't know where it is because we don't have the radio traffic. So the problem with all of that is we need to get those things fixed, and that costs money.
How much money? McMaster says there's a two-pronged plan to get what is needed to fix the problem. First prong consists of upgrading the dispatch center in Jonesboro to make it easier for dispatchers and firefighters to talk to one another. This would include placing a console right where the dispatcher is instead of in close proximity of the dispatcher. A recorder would also be purchased to review calls for the future improvement of response to emergencies. The small fix would cost about $12,000 to $13,000. The second prong, which would take place in the future, would cost much more money in the seven-figure range. That's because a complete overhaul of the communication system would be involved, which includes switching everything over from analog signals to digital communications. Director of the Jonesboro E911, Jeff Presley, says the current communications problem is life-threatening.
I can tell you this, every day that we use this existing radio system the way it is, we're rolling the dice. It's going to cost somebody their life. Not only loss of life, but there's going to be lawsuits. One loss of life, one loss is going to would pay for 10 radio systems. I think it's our responsibility as emergency managers to make sure we take care of the citizens. And right now, we're not doing that to the best of our ability.
Some members of the Quorum Court asked funding questions about state and federal grants that might be available. Others asked about options for money, such as funds that might come from those who live in the districts. Some grant money is available, but the grant money goes to those districts who are working in larger regional hubs. Northwest and Central Arkansas have regional dispatch centers that serve several counties at once, not just an individual county. Kevin McMasters from Bay told the Quorum Court that fire districts have each assessed themselves and are receiving money from those who live in the district, but that money is being used for current equipment updates, new equipment, insurance, and other needs. They say this communication issue should be handled through the Quorum Court. Justice of the Peace Josh Longmire says the funding issue is a problem.
It's $13,000. We spend lots of money on other things that we don't get near what we're getting for what we would be getting out of this $13,000. I would like to see a survey done on to see exactly what type of savings will be passed on to the taxpayers. Just because we didn't do it tonight doesn't mean we're not gonna do it. But I would like to see that. Now there are the option of seeing how much they could possibly raise on their own rather than having to use taxpayer funds.
One suggestion was for the fire districts to try to raise about $6,500 on their own and for the county to match the rest. It was also suggested the fire districts could try raising funds through a GoFundMe page or during the county fair in September. The issue could be picked up again in October. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.